The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants for all of Northwestern Ohio. And, of course, we hope that you will call, make an appointment, and come in and have a conversation with these guys because you'll be better off for it. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know how important that is because everybody's situation is different. And Rob and Steve can give you all kinds of good generic advice here on the radio, but can't really get specific as it pertains to your situation without knowing more about you. And you're going to enjoy getting to know them a little better anyway. Call 800-373-9715. Then you can come into the office and just have a conversation. Let's talk about income planning. It's been said that if you don't have an income plan, you don't really have a retirement plan. And Rob and Steve, I'm going to ask you this question. Would you agree with that? How important is an income plan?
You know, Ron, income planning is probably the most important thing that we focus on around here. You know, and it's just one of the pieces of the puzzle when it comes to a financial plan. But as you get closer to retirement, income planning becomes super important. It becomes important because after you, you know, go through the process and you're thinking about retiring and you're getting everything in order, you can focus on a lot of different things. You can focus on how your assets are allocated. You can focus on how much money you have. You can focus on how much you save, but what really matters in the end is what your income is going to be. After your paycheck stops, it's all of a sudden your responsibility to generate income for you and your family and do all of that. It's very important. So I would say income planning, you know, as part of the overall financial plan is super important, and it's something we focus on around here a lot and we're very good at.
Yeah, Rob hit it the nail on the head there. The biggest mental hurdle that people have to get over when they're getting close to retirement is, where is my paycheck coming from? You've been working your whole entire life and you've been getting a paycheck from one place or another. That paycheck goes to pay your bills, take care of your family. All of a sudden, one day those don't come anymore, and you know that you have this, you know, pile of money that you've accumulated. You have pension, you have Social Security, but how is all that going to work together and work in harmony? And that's really what we focus on here. We're the ones that help you pull those strings. We're the ones that say, okay, let's use this for this pot, let's use this for another pot, but we help you organize that, and that's something that we do on a day-to-day basis here.
I know that you both meet with a lot of people, and you've been doing it for a long time. How prepared is the average pre-retiree when it comes to having a solid retirement income plan in place?
I would say that the average person is fairly prepared. They just have not realized it yet. In this part of the world, people are pretty good at, you know, starting their retirement plans through work early and really, you know, dollar cost averaging, putting a little bit in each month to all these different pots. And they've accumulated all this money, but they don't know what to do with it. And when I say that they are prepared, they just don't realize it. Again, that's where we come in. We kind of go through all these different pots for you and show you how you're prepared and how you've done everything through your entire life to get you to this moment.
That is probably one of the coolest things in our business to see is, you know, after we put everything together, because a lot of the times, you know, our job is really just putting all the pieces together. If you come into the office, we can't have saved up for you for the last 30 years. You've already done the heavy lifting on some level. So it's very cool to see someone come in, you know, that have done the things they should have done for all these years and is a little uneasy, has some questions, might be a little confused about how all this stuff fits together. And within a couple meetings, we're able to present a really comprehensive income plan and just show how powerful all of those things are when they're working together. And we're also able to show things like, You know, where's the money going to come from? What do we take from first? What's the most tax efficient way to do this? Should you be doing Roth IRA conversions, for example? We answer all those questions, and it's very cool to see the finished product of that when we get to present it to the client and get to lay out, you know, the fruits of the labor that the client has done for all these years.
Sounds like a lot of the people that you work with at Creative Financial Partners are fairly well prepared, maybe more so than they realize, but there are some people who are unprepared in this area of their retirement planning. And why do you think that is?
It's mainly because they haven't done it soon enough. And when I say done it soon enough, I mean they haven't really asked themselves the hard questions. They haven't spent time with a professional. They haven't necessarily put it as a focus in their life. And the unpreparedness isn't just in retirement savings. A lot of times it's in different areas. Folks that have never maybe thought about what long-term care could do to their financial situation, or what kind of tax issues are they going to have because they've saved all this money up in their 401k or their IRA. And people are unprepared about a lot of things, even RMDs, which are required minimum distributions that you have to take at age 70. People either didn't focus on that, weren't aware of them, or just didn't give it a much thought. And so we find people that have not worked with someone that's doing a good job planning and that's not putting all the pieces together. That shows a lot of work that we have to do, but that's our job, and we can work through, you know, a situation where someone's unprepared as well.
I think in general in life, people are generally afraid of the unknown. And when you talk about being unprepared in the retirement world, there's a lot of unknowns out there. Like we have touched on previously, you know, you don't know where money's coming from. You don't know if you're going to have enough. So people tend to put it off a lot of times until they have to do something. And we work with both types. We work with people that are maybe not as prepared as they should be, and we help them work through problems. But we also work with people that are in their 30s and 40s who really want to start doing all the necessary things now. So by the time they get to retirement age, it's a pretty easy flip of the switch and we're ready to go.
Well, Rob Davis and Steve Decker, of course, have a lot of insights they'd like to share with you. And if you'd like to come in and have a conversation at Creative Financial Partners, your number to call is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Just get an appointment for a no obligation and no cost visit. 800-373-9715. We're talking about income planning on today's show. And guys, what are the steps that people need to take in order to put together an effective retirement income plan?
There are a few basic steps when we meet with people for the first time we always try and cover. And Dan DiVerna, who's one of the founders here of Creative Financial Partners, always likes to talk about the financial junk drawer, which you've probably heard a time or two on this program before. That's a really good place to start because a lot of people have accumulated all these different accounts, policies, different funds throughout the years. And we really start by going through all of those and seeing where you're at currently. And then once we get a good idea on that, we can see what you need to do moving forward to get you to your goals for retirement. But we really take a step back and look at, you know, all the things that you've done throughout the years and see what all that looks like before we move forward.
And the other thing we'll spend some time on is, you know, directly related to income planning, and that is, what are your expenses? What are your expenses going to be in retirement? What is it going to take to, you know, pay the property taxes and the insurance and put food on the table and car payment, or, you know, whatever you have going on? You know, lining those expenses up with what kind of income that we need to be pulling from your retirement assets in the future is a big part of what we do as well. And that's always brought up and started very soon in the process. That's something we get to very quickly.
Describe a recent case, if you would, where you took somebody who did not have an income plan at all to a situation where they had an income plan and they walked out the door feeling very good about it.
Ron, I'll take this one. Last month, I had a client who happens to be some family of mine, and for years, they wanted me to help them with their retirement, but they were almost a little skittish about coming in. And I finally realized the reason that they were a little skittish about coming in is because their best friend had always told them to retire, they need $1 million. And this couple did not have $1 million. And I think they were feeling like there was something wrong with their situation, or they weren't going to be able to make it, or they would be embarrassed if they came in. At any rate, you know, like Steve said, we went through the financial junk drawer. We just kind of took the covers off and looked at everything, accounts, retirement accounts, mutual funds, all of this stuff. And what I found was they were really in a pretty good place, because no, they didn't have a couple $1 million laying around, but what they did have were some really, really good pensions. And sometimes people forget about the value of their pension, especially if they're a teacher or have worked in a state job or state employment where they have a lot of pensions. And so it's there's a value to that stuff too. And I told them, you know, gosh, if we put a value on what this pension is, you know, you guys have well over a couple $1 million if you had to go out and buy this pension today. So, you know, really, that was a really cool scenario, because it was someone that was maybe afraid, a little skittish about coming in. And really, once you come in and talk to a professional that works with this stuff every day, instead of just listening to what, you know, your friend or your brother-in-law or your coworker says about it, a lot of times it'll make you feel a lot better.
So, Ron, do you know where that $1 million figure comes from?
No, I don't.
So back, this was something, and I don't remember which financial company came up with it, but it was the old adage where you need $1 million, because if you make 7% on that a year, that equals $70,000, and that's the average income in the United States, or was at that point.
Wow.
And that always, to me, just drove me crazy, because that is so far off. Some people don't need that much. Some people need more than that. That's just a very generic figure that somebody at one of these big investment firms came up with in a brilliant marketing meeting.
Yeah, I remember seeing, I don't know where it originated, but I do remember seeing it on TV and thinking, that seems like a really pat answer right there.
But you'd be so surprised how many people ask that question, like, well, I don't have $1 million. Well, if you have a pension that pays you $10,000 a month, you don't need $1 million, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Well, I know that there are a lot of people out there right now who are listening to the show, and they have a lot of questions and would like to come in and talk personally with someone about their situation. And what do you have to offer those first-time callers?
Ron, I tell you, when you know, if you're listening to the show, you may have heard other shows, you know, that discuss some of the same stuff that we discuss. I'll tell you what's going to be different. You know, you're going to get a complimentary consultation. You're going to get a free couple of hours with us. However, what's going to be different about that is the way we approach our clients. We are a very client-focused organization. We're independent. We don't work for banks or insurance companies or investment companies. We don't try to put everyone's assets or put everyone's eggs into one basket, if you will. You know, we do a very good process. Our money map process is very comprehensive. It takes things into account like income and expenses, what we've talked about today. But some of the things we haven't talked about today are life insurance and Medicare supplements and long-term care issues and wills and trusts and your estate and your kids and your grandkids. And we really lay all of that out on the table and create a plan that works for you, that works for your family, and that we can handle for you here. We have specialists in a lot of different areas. We have an accountant that works in the building. We have an attorney that works in the building. So we can really touch every area of your financial life. And what it is for you is just the first step is picking up the phone and getting an appointment and come on in. We'll have a discussion. We'll see if you fit with us, and if we fit with you, we'll move ahead. If not, you'll leave with probably a couple of good ideas, some new information and another way to look at things, and maybe even go back to your advisor and ask them about. So we'd love to have you in. It's a simple process. It's no pressure, and we'd certainly love to get those calls and get you on the schedule.
It's a friendly conversation and a getting to know you session, and no pressure at all, as Rob just said. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Go ahead and call that number. Get on the calendar. Come into Creative Financial Partners and find out some of the answers to the questions that you've had for a long time. 800-373-9715. It's all about achieving peace of mind in your retirement years. That's what we always want, and we don't want to outlive our money, and it's tough these days, so you need an expert to help you. 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And there's more on today's show coming up.
It's time to get connected with the Musical Connection, right here on the Financial Symphony.
Mark, you know, you and I always have fun making a connection between the musical world and the financial world. You want to talk about the birds?
As in the ones that fly or the, yeah. or the band?
The band. B-Y-R-D.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going back to yesteryear, back to the 60s, huh?
The birds sang that classic song, Turn, Turn, Turn. And it's always been one of my favorites. It's just an amazing song. In the financial world, you know, there's a big connection there because the song says, there's a time for everything. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap. In the financial world, there's a time for everything as well. And this ties in perfectly with that song, I think.
Absolutely. When should I take risks? Should we be in the market now? I've been on the sidelines. So a time to take risks, a time to be safe. For market timers, they find it to be challenging to know exactly when to get in. You know, I had a lot of listeners who came in from the show and said that right before the election, they went safe. They got scared and they thought they'd, oh no. If Hillary gets elected, oh no. If Donald gets elected, oh no. They got nervous. And then they missed a huge run-up in the market between the election day and the end of the year to the point of hitting all-time records, right? So they missed out on some of this because they've been on the sidelines. They thought it was a time to be safe. The stock market is one of the greatest wealth creation tools on the planet. But you've got to be in, you know, moderation. If you're retired or soon to be retired, it's not a time to be risky. But it doesn't mean that we need to be in cash and be super safe. We need to have moderation. And here's the good news. There are different styles of investing that are income related, protected principal from the market, losses from market losses. But if the market goes up, I capture some of those gains. There's other styles of investing where you have 15 to 20 money managers that are managing the risk and volatility. You're not putting all of your eggs in one basket. You've got 10 to 15 pieces of pie. And by having the right allocation, you can manage the risk, but you can still get good growth. A time to defer taxes, a time to pay taxes. As we're growing our money, especially if we're younger, many of us are putting deposits into a 401k. Well, we are deferring taxes. We're getting a write-off on the deposit, on our tax return, but that interest that's accruing is deferred. We know that we've got to pay income tax on that eventually. When is that? 70 and a half. If we haven't already started spending the money, we have to take out something called a required minimum distribution if we have an IRA. Or if we're retired and we still have a 401k, that has to have a required minimum distribution too. If we fail to take that out at 70 and a half, we're paying a 50% tax penalty. 50, folks. The IRS is not, you know, fooling around with this because they know you've been deferring all these taxes. Now it's time to pay the taxes. You know, well, one thing that we try to do with all the financial maestros here is we try to put a plan together that's very tax efficient. Here's another one for you, Ron. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
A time to keep money in cash, a time to minimize your assets in cash.
Makes perfect
sense.
So,
you know, You've heard that phrase, cash is king.
Mm-hmm.
Cash is king when you're buying something and you're not financing something in most cases. But cash isn't king if that's your investing philosophy. Because even though we've seen the Feds raise interest rates a quarter of a point here, a quarter of a point there, they're still very low and they're not beating inflation. We say here on the Financial Symphony, you're losing money safely if cash is your solution. Now, it doesn't mean we need to have some cash. I call that a rainy day bucket. Somewhere around 3 to 6 months of our monthly expenses need to be in a bucket that we can get our hands on without any problem. That's obvious. But to have our investing philosophy in cash, folks, you're missing out. There's opportunities here. There's opportunities where we could take the cash and still have zero risk in the market. If the market plummets, we don't lose a dime. But if the market gains, we're capturing part of those gains. And there's some excellent returns. If we go back and look at history, there's some excellent returns that some of those programs and products have given our clients. You need to learn about that. Here's another one for you, Ron.
Okay.
A time to buy stock, a time to sell stock. What is the worst thing an investor can do is to sell stock when the market drops and buy stock when the market's high. Mm-hmm. That is the opposite of prudent investing. But unfortunately, things like fear, things like greed, things like impatience force us to make bad decisions, and we don't need to be doing that. What we need to have is we need to have a plan in place that literally buys when it's dropping. We want to buy. And even though you might think, well, the market is dropping. Well, that's okay. The market's on sale. You wouldn't hesitate if you could get, you know, maybe some of your favorite clothes or maybe there's a car that you really want and the dealership is being real aggressive and they got a heck of a sale on it. You'll take advantage of it. You'll buy stuff on sale. But, you know, when it comes to our money, that's the same thing. We need to be buying while it's on sale, while it's dropped. So you need to have a plan that actively and aggressively rebalances the portfolio. Buy on the dip, sell on the highs. Folks, you make more money in the long run. You need to have a plan that automatically does that. And one more for you, Ron.
Yeah.
A time to think about the long term and a time to think about tomorrow. That's the way it is in investing. Investing is long-term, folks. But let's assume that you're in what we call the retirement red zone. You're within 5 to 10 years of retirement. Have you had your portfolio stress tested? Do you know right now, without a shadow of a doubt, you know exactly that you're going to be able to make it through retirement without the fear of running out of money? Do you know what could happen to your portfolio if you, or if you're married, your spouse, has a healthcare problem? Do you have a plan that looks at all those issues and say, I want to be as efficient as I can be. I want to make sure that retirement is stress-free. I can sleep at night and I don't have a worry in the world. All you got to do, folks, is just give us a call and we'll run a complimentary report for you and show you exactly where you stand. It is so valuable for you to have this information. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, the show that makes sure your financial plan has the perfect pitch.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants in northwestern Ohio. Glad you decided to join us for today's show. And we have a very special segment coming up in just a moment here, but I wanted to give you the phone number so you can get in touch, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number and leave your contact information, make an appointment, and come in and have a conversation. conversation with these guys at Creative Financial Partners. You'd be glad you did. The number again is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. It is time now for the part of the show that we call Community Connection. And our special guest on today's show is Carolyn Fox of Mobile Meals of Toledo. And Steve Decker and Rob Davis, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Ron. The guest is very special to me. I've known Carolyn for a long, long time, and I have been on the board at Mobile Meals. I think this is probably my 10th, 11th year, something. I've kind of lost count at this point, but Carolyn's been there the whole time. So it is so good to have Carolyn working for us in our community, and it's great to have her here today. So welcome, Carolyn. Tell us a little bit about Mobile Meals. I know most of the people that are listening to this probably know a little bit about it or heard Mobile Meals. Give us a quick 30-second kind of overview of who you guys are and what you do for the community.
Mobile Meals of Toledo is a home-delivered meal program. We've been around since 1967, so this is our 50th year of service to the community. We deliver meals so that people can stay in their own homes and be independent, have that nutrition they need brought to their doorway with a smiling face and a human contact during the day. A lot of them are homebound, disabled, different dietary restrictions, that type of thing. So the volunteer at their door or our pay drivers at their door is just a great sign for them to see a smiling face and to get some nutritional food.
Yeah, you know, one thing I think is so neat about the program is a lot of these folks that have mobile meals coming to their door, correct me if I'm wrong, but this might be the only person they see or talk to all day.
Absolutely right. The volunteers are... they get to know the clients. They get to know their routes. They check on them. They let us know when something doesn't look right. Say, you know, Mr. Smith always has his drapes open and he's at the door waiting. Well, today he wasn't. They call our office. We follow up, make sure the emergency contact is informed. And they usually find, you know, find them hopefully out at a doctor's appointment, but sometimes it's not a good situation. So we're kind of the eyes and ears of the family. Sometimes they may be out of town or working and they can't be with their family members during the day. So our volunteers are really their watchful eye as well.
Yeah, so it's a very important service for the people that get it, and it's really a great community resource, too, for a number of other things. You mentioned you've been around for 50 years. This is the year, right, the big 50th?
This is our 50th year of service to the community that we just kicked off this month, and we'll have a year full of activities celebrating that. But the organization was founded by doctors' wives back in 1967 that found the need for people coming out of the hospital didn't have someone to necessarily help them with meals, and that's an important part of recovery when you're out of the hospital, especially if you're living alone. So that's how the program was started.
So one common question I get when I tell people that I'm involved in Mobile Meals, is it a free service or how can people get the service if they can't afford it?
Well, we do accept the government for programming, Medicare, Medicaid, that type of thing, passport waiver, Aetna, Buckeye. And we also do self-pay, so there's no income restrictions. You can, you know, we subsidize if you can't afford it. If you can't afford it, you pay the full cost. You know, it's not for poor or rich or whatever. It's for anybody that needs help with home-delivered meals. There's no requirement, just medical need.
So before we get done here, I wanted to ask you, if someone out there is either thinking, gosh, I'd like to try the service, or even probably more common, hey, this sounds like it might be a good idea for mom and dad, or at least to look into for mom and dad, how do they get in touch with Mobile Meals, and what's the best way to start that process?
They can do it a couple different ways. They can call our office at 419-255-7806. We do referrals over the phone, or they can go to our website at mobilemeals.org. There is an application online that starts the process, and someone from our office would reach out. We'd like to add, too, if someone's interested in volunteering, we always need volunteers. So if you're listening to this and want to get out and help in your community, give us a call or go to that website and fill out the application for volunteering as well. It takes a couple times a month, maybe an hour each time. It's pretty, you know, not a big time restriction, but it does make a huge difference in your community.
Yeah, and a couple of fun things that we can talk about here before we're done. You know, a lot of money is raised by Mobile Meals to help support those that can't pay for the service. And we have a couple big fundraisers every year. One of them is coming up in March. It's the Great Chili Cook-Off. It's a really cool event. Carolyn, tell me a little bit more about that.
This is our 25th Great Chili Cook-Off, if you can believe it. It's March 25th at the Stranahan Great Hall from noon to 4. We usually have about 25 chili teams that compete for the best chili in different categories, restaurant, amateur, corporate, and media. And it's just a fun day for the family. Come out and taste some chili, have a hot dog, grab a beer or a pop. and just support Mobile Meals. And sometimes it's just cabin fever time. You need to get out of the house and come have some chili.
Yeah, it's a fun event. And she mentioned beer and pop, and that's near and dear to my heart because I'm actually selling. I volunteer every year, and I sell beer and pop and all that stuff. So if you want to come out and say hi to me, I'll be behind the beer tent, or behind the beer counter, I should say, which is I'm real comfortable back there. So and then one other thing before you go, you have a new fundraiser this year, and this is really cool because it brings together a lot of different parts of the community, and it's called Whip It Up. Tell me a little bit about how that's going to work.
Yeah, we created a new event this year for our 50th anniversary, and it's the Whip It Up International, and we're partnering with culinary students at the Penta Career Center and the Owens Community College, and each school is going to make 5 different ethnic foods and serve those in small plates at this event. And it's a fundraiser for our Weekender program, and it is Friday, April 21st from 6 to 9 at Owens Community College in the Performing Arts Center, and we just welcome people to come out, support at 6 to 9. It'll be fun. We're going to have some music, some food, some beer and wine, and just come to support. So basically it's children kind of cooking food to help feed other children in the community. So I think it's a great collaboration.
Yeah, it sounds great. And you can get details on that on the website too.
Correct.
Awesome. Well, it's such an honor to be involved with the organization. And thank you so much for taking your time to come in and tell us all a little bit more about it.
Thank you, Rob.
Ron, back to you.
This has been the Community Connection, a regular part of the Financial Symphony, and today's special guest, Carolyn Fox of Mobile Meals of Toledo. Thanks very much, Rob Davis, and we'll have more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony. Once again, the number to call to get in touch, if you'd like to make an appointment to come in and talk to Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number and simply get on the calendar. You can also check out the website at cfpohio.com, and the number is 800-373-9715. More of today's edition of the Financial Symphony coming up after this.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Yeah, you really got me now.
Listening to the Financial Symphony, and we appreciate your being with us. Every week on this show, we talk about your money, your retirement planning. And Mark, I thought maybe you could tell us a story of somebody who was so conservative with all the people that you've worked with over the years. Someone came in and they were so conservative that they were terrified to do anything with their money except put it in cash. How did you help that person?
Well, that's a great question. And I tell you, we do run into this a lot. We do run into folks who have been on the sidelines in cash, or maybe in their 401k, they're only in stable value, earning 1% or 2% interest. It's sad. Or maybe they just have CDs or IRAs at the bank earning a tenth of a percent of interest. And, they're just nervous. They just don't like the stock market. Folks, that's okay. Depending upon where you're at, there are alternatives out here that we could look at that are not heavily weighted in the stock market. Because the last thing we want to do as your trusted financial advisor is to, ram a square peg in a round hole, try to convince you to do something that is not right for you, that you would just lose sleep over. That's the last thing we want to do. Matter of fact, when we talk to folks, we get a lot of compliments on how we really explain things thoroughly and how we explain the pros and the cons, the advantages and the disadvantages. And we show them exactly what we're talking about when we say risk. And we show them how there are safe alternatives out here. Why is that all important? Because one thing that's going to happen, folks, if you're not seeing it now, it's coming down the road. Trust me on this. Cost of living is going to be higher. We're going to have inflation. And once you do retire, age 60, 65, even maybe 70, it doesn't mean we're going to just go off and die somewhere. We're living another stage of our life. We're living the back 40. We're the second half of our life in some cases. And on the second half, we want to be able to enjoy the fruits of our labor. Well, that all costs money. And if cost of living goes up, we got to get enough interest out of the investments to be able to sustain you for the rest of your life, higher income, higher cost of living, so that you don't have to worry about running out of money. And it's not going to get done sitting in a bank somewhere earning nothing. That's why you got to look at some safer alternatives, some that have zero risk, some that has a little bit of risk. But one thing I feel we do very, very well as a firm, very, very well, we know how to manage risk efficiently. Heck, we've been doing this for so long. We've been through two major crashes. You know, the market doesn't grow like a tree. It doesn't grow to heaven. It's going to come down. We know that. So when the market takes a dip, you've got to be ready for it. But you can't be ready for it unless you know what are your alternative strategies that are out here that you that might make sense for you. So if you want to take the opportunity and learn how they work and if it could benefit you, it's real simple. Just pick up the phone. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. Your financial consultants, wherever you live in northwestern Ohio, they can certainly help you. They've helped so many individuals and families in the area over the years. And your number to call to get in touch, to make an appointment, and to come in and have a conversation is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Your Financial Symphony number. Again, 800-373-9715. Let's go to the request line today. We have a question from Eric in Sylvania. Eric says, my company matches my 401k contributions, but they do it in the form of company stock. Now, I'm not that excited about owning a lot of company stock, but I also don't want to miss out on any matching funds. Should I still try to put in as much as I can?
Hi, Eric. Thanks for writing in on this. This is a good question and something that we run into quite a bit. Speaking of that, one thing that I find a lot that I think that I'd like to tell you about is, you know, if your company's match of their 401k goes into their company stock, typically after a certain vesting period, you can reallocate that stock to more diverse mutual funds inside of your 401k. So if this is truly the only way that they do it, and I would check with your HR department to make sure that is the case, also find out what the vesting schedule is there too, because typically from several area companies that I've seen, after 90 days or so, you can take that money out of the company stock and move it to some sort of other mutual fund offered inside of the plan. And that does not typically cost you anything to do that. And since it's all pre-tax money, there are no tax consequences either.
I always recommend, no matter what form it takes, it's typically a good idea to take that match. And so if the only way you're going to get that extra, you know, you put 3% in, maybe they match 3%. If the only way to get that 3% is to put it into company stock, I would typically recommend doing it just to get the match. Don't leave the money on the table because, you know, you wouldn't have had it before if they didn't match it. So that would be probably my first line of advice to you. My second line would be make sure that you're well allocated within that 401k, especially if you're holding company stock. We've seen folks that have had 30, 40% of their 401k balance when they're 2 weeks away from retirement to be in their company's stock. And although they may like their company stock, unlike the way, you know, you might not like it so much, even if you like it, be careful because you can really over allocate your savings and really have a lot riding on one company. I mean, potentially you could have your 401k in that company, you could have your paycheck coming from that company, and you could have your pension in that company. So you just have to be aware of that.
Okay, we have a question from Lucy in Perrysburg, and very simple question. What do you consider a reasonable amount to pay for a financial advice? Who wants to take that one?
I'll take that one, Ron. Lucy, the thing to remember when you're talking about paying for financial advice isn't too dissimilar when you're paying for other professional advice, be it tax advice, be it legal advice, be it medical advice. A lot of it depends on how complicated your situation is. And so in the form of, for example, the doctor's office, if all you're doing every year and you're a real healthy person is going in for an annual physical and you're in and out in 30 minutes and you only see the doctor once a year, your medical bills probably aren't going to be very high because you're doing a good job on your own, keeping yourself healthy, and you've got not much time in the doctor's office and not much time going and getting tests and blood work and pills and everything else. However, if you've got a health situation, your medical bills and your medical budget is going to be higher, and it's not that dissimilar in financial advice. So it's hard to give a figure, especially a dollar figure, on what's a reasonable amount to pay. Because if you have a pretty simple, pretty straightforward scenario where there's not a lot of right and left turns all over the place, you'll probably pay less for financial advice than someone that has a real complicated scenario where they might own properties in different states and need wills and trusts and estate planning and all this other stuff. So it's a hard thing to put a dollar amount on. I will tell you, no matter what dollar amount it is, it's good to know what you're paying and the value you're getting. And so that's something we try to do very clearly here is communicate to you, hey, this is what you're paying. This is what you're getting for what you're paying. And you can make the decision whether that's worth it or not.
Well, very transparent. And I know that one thing you guys don't like is hidden fees. And there are a lot of people who, you know, who deal with financial advisors and then they find out they're paying fees they didn't know they were paying. And that's not going to happen with the folks at Creative Financial Partners. The number to call, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Your financial consultants in Northwestern Ohio, if you're in Perrysburg, Toledo, wherever you live, Ottawa Lake, perhaps. We got a question from Ottawa Lake in just a moment here. Call that number, 800-373-9715, and get on the calendar. CFPOhio.com is a website address. That is CFPOhio.com. But one more time with the number, 800-373-9715. One more question, as I mentioned, from Annie in Ottawa Lake. Annie says, I want to be more aggressive with my retirement savings, but my husband is constantly saying we should take less risk. Is it unusual to have disagreements like this between spouses?
Well, Annie, if you are anything like my wife, you're going to have disagreements always on finances. And for some reason with us, it's hanging curtains too. Like we always end up fighting whenever we end up hanging curtains. I don't know why, but I'll give you a great example. So if you're like me, over the last few weeks, you've been getting a lot of your end of the year statements with a lot of your different mutual funds and your investments. And my wife, from some of her previous employment, she has her own retirement accounts that, you know, that we invested and took our time with. And she opened up one of the statements last week. and was questioning me about the performance of her fund, which I manage. And I said, let me walk through this. So I do this for a living, and I like to think that I have a rough idea what I'm doing here, and you're questioning me about what we're doing with your finances. Anyway, moral of the story is, yes, it's very common to have disagreements, but this is where a good advisor comes in, because we're the third person in the room that can kind of cut the tension and really walk through what risk is, where you're at in your age, and what amount of risk you can be willing to take. So just because you may be polar opposites on the low risk to high risk category, that's where we come in, and we kind of help you meet in the middle and find a common ground for all parties.
Certainly, that sounds like a good answer, and I know that there are people out there with questions that we haven't explored on today's show. What do you have to offer those folks who go ahead and make that phone call, stop procrastinating, and make an appointment? When they come in, what's going to happen?
Yeah, Ron, it is a pretty simple process. You know, the first step is always the hardest, and the first step's picking the phone up, giving us a call. We've since, in the last couple of weeks, moved to a couple different stations here in town, and so the volume of calls we've been getting has been very high lately. So what I will tell you is the first step is making that call. When you call, you can leave a message. We'll get back to you. Unless it's an urgent matter, you're probably going to get an appointment a week or two out, maybe even more. And so it's not like we're going to call you and want to drag you in here immediately and start with you. We have a very defined process. It's called the Money Map process. It's very comprehensive. The first part is you coming in and meeting and us doing a lot of homework. We're going to ask you a lot of questions. We're going to ask you to bring a lot of stuff at some point, and we're going to go through everything you have with a fine-tooth comb and put it all into our system, and that's kind of the start of the process. From there, you'll decide, and we'll decide whether we're a good fit. With some folks we're a real good fit for, some folks we aren't, because they're either doing fine on their own or their guy or girl they're working with is doing good, and that happens too, but that's okay. The biggest thing is we're here as a resource. We're using this radio show as a resource to reach out to the community. We serve thousands of people in the area, so there's a good chance that, you know, you or your family member or a neighbor is already involved with us and our company on some level. So we would love to have you as part of the family, but that's down the road. The first step is just making the call. Come on in. Let's have a cup of coffee. Let's talk about what your goals are, where you want to be, what you have going on. Walk through your scenario, and then we'll decide whether we're a good fit or not.
Thanks, Rob. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Why don't you go ahead and make that phone call right now? Don't even wait until the end of the program today. 800-373-9715. A lot of calls come in. A lot of folks come in to visit. Please make sure that you're one of them. Get acquainted with Creative Financial Partners, and you'll be better off in your future. It's all about creating peace of mind during your retirement years, and you can get started by calling this number, 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and we've come to the portion of the show we call Getting to Know You, and I know you would love to get to know all of the Creative Financial Partners, Rob Davis and Steve Decker, on today's show. And I'm going to ask you guys about your families. I mean, did you guys grow up in small families, big families? You got brothers and sisters? Are you an only child? What's the situation?
Yeah, so my wife Nicole and I, we live here right here in Perrysburg, and we have a 4-year-old daughter, a very energetic 4-year-old named Morgan, just turned 4 actually, and we've been running all over the place with little birthday parties, and princesses are a big thing in our house nowadays. So That's my current family and kind of my extended family is I grew up right outside of Adrian, Michigan, kind of out in the country. And I have two brothers, one of whom is in the business here with us. And then I have another brother who was on the program actually a few weeks ago who's a personal trainer. So
great. Well, if you have a four-year-old, you have to stay young for a long time, Steve.
Yeah, and I tell you, these princess parties are killing me a little bit. I'll tell you a real quick funny story about Morgan. She had a party last week where they had somebody come and paint their nails. And it was the first time that she had ever had her nails painted.
Uh-oh.
And she was obsessed about it. So the following day, she knew that we had to go to Target and get some dog food. Okay. So she also knew that they had nail polish at Target. So in her, it's really, really smart the way that she did this. She said, "Hey Dad, can we go to Target and get Lucy the dog some dog food, you some beer, and oh, while we're there, we can get some nail polish for me." And just how a four-year-old mind works, like, well, Dad, you're going to get something, and then of course I can get something. Why not? So
yeah, that's just incidental. We're going to do that while we're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Really smart kid. How about you, Steve? What's your family situation? How about you, Rob? What is your family situation?
Ron, I grew up in a small town called St. Henry, Ohio. It's in the middle of a bunch of cornfields, out in the middle, kind of the middle of nowhere in Mercer County, Ohio, but a very small town. Grew up there, went to Ohio State, moved to Toledo, and met my wife, Mary. And we just are celebrating our 10-year anniversary. And my wife, Mary, works at Hospice of Northwest Ohio. A lot of folks listening, you know Hospice and know how great of an organization that is. So really proud of her that she's there. I also have one child. His name is Joe, and he's 8. And we live in Ottawa Hills. He goes to this elementary school there and just loves it. So we're in a good spot. We love Toledo, and we love the people in Toledo. My wife was from Oregon, Ohio, and then moved to West Toledo, which is right across the river. But a lot of folks think it's a little farther away than that. But she was in Oregon, moved to West Toledo, and we're here and loving every minute of it.
Well, you mentioned your wife's name is Mary. Is that correct?
It is, yep.
Well, kudos to her, because I have a soft spot in my heart for hospice, because we dealt with hospice in my family as well. It is a wonderful organization, and it takes a special kind of person to work with that organization as well.
Yeah, she's great, and all the people at hospice are great too. You won't find anybody in town that says anything bad about that organization, because they do such good work in the community and are such a good resource. So we're really lucky and proud that she's involved with that.
Now you know a little bit more about Rob Davis and Steve Decker of Creative Financial Partners. And there's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
Financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Rob Davis and Steve Decker, Creative Financial Partners. And again, let me throw that all-important Financial Symphony number out there, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. We'll give you that number a lot, because nothing happens until you reach out and make that phone call, 800-373-9715. It's time for the Insight of the Week. And in the past, we've talked about annuities and explained all that. And today, we thought we would talk about mutual funds. And Steve Decker, take it away.
Yeah, through, by popular demand, we got quite a bit of good comments on our annuity segment a few weeks ago. So we thought we'd, kind of stay on that basic trend and really walk through, what a mutual fund is and how it works. We realize that a lot of people have these located inside of a lot of their work plans, or they may have inherited them, but not everybody really knows what a mutual fund is. So we're going to take a couple minutes here and kind of break down what they are and the different types of them. So I guess I'll first start off by, what is a mutual fund? Well, the story goes, and I'm not sure if this is folklore or not, but back in the mid-20s, the 1920s, a group of whaling captains got together in Boston. And they all had these individual stocks, and they said, well, wait a minute, why don't we put all of these together into one fund? So lo and behold, the very first mutual fund was created. And that's really what a mutual fund is. It's a collection of stocks, bonds, sometimes a mixture of both. And the reason that we use mutual funds is back, giving an example of an individual stock and how volatile they can be. Back last week, I believe, a well-known sports apparel company, they launched their company earnings, and they really missed the target. And that company lost 24% in one day.
Wow.
Okay? And when you have a scenario like that, that's the definition of putting all your eggs in one basket or several baskets. So we rely on mutual funds and the managers in these mutual funds to do the buying and selling of stocks for us. Where maybe they had a handle on this particular sports apparel company that their earnings weren't going to be very good. So maybe they decided to sell the day before. That's what mutual funds do. They kind of do the heavy lifting for us, so we don't have to worry about what's going on a day-to-day basis with all of these different companies out there. Now I'm going to ask Rob for some different examples of some mutual funds and maybe some different sectors that he uses with some of his clients and how those can be a little different.
I'll give you a couple different examples. I think the one thing that we're good at here is really looking at what the most effective and efficient way to manage money is. And a lot of times, almost all of my clients own mutual funds in one form or the other. The thing that we do here that's a little bit different is we really have a very good process of evaluating the funds. The funds that Steve was talking about, the different types of the funds, you know, there are thousands of different mutual funds. So some of the mutual funds are very aggressive, and so they might have just a bunch of stocks in them, a bunch of aggressive stocks in them. So there's definitely different types of mutual funds, from the aggressive stock funds to the conservative bond funds, and literally everything in between. One of the things, if you're in an appointment with us, what we'll do when we talk about mutual funds is kind of lay out the charts. So we'll lay out, for example, a 10-year chart of an aggressive mutual fund and then a 10-year chart of maybe one that's more middle of the road. And we'll say, here's the difference between the funds. They both average, you know, maybe 6% a year or 8% a year over time, but the ride is a lot different. The ride in an aggressive fund is going to look more like a roller coaster, and the ride in a mutual fund that's more conservative is going to be more like a, you know, a country road, a winding country road. It's going to be a lot less volatile. And so this volatility and the risk of the mutual funds vary greatly. So just because you're diversified and you own mutual funds doesn't mean you own the right mutual fund for what you're trying to do. They're just so different. The other thing that mutual funds let us do is go into sectors. And so if we really like sectors such as, for example, pharmaceuticals or technology or utilities or some of these individual sectors, there's companies that manage mutual funds in this particular sector. You know, so for example, pharmaceuticals, you can own, instead of going out and buying a share of Bayer or one of the pharmaceutical makers, you can buy a mutual fund that has a basket of these different makers. So you're still in the sector, but you're not hanging your neck out there for an individual stock. And so that's really the main difference that we try to tell people when we talk about mutual funds and the different kinds is the ride. Do you want this to be bumpy? Do you want it to be real aggressive? Or do you want it to be slow and steady and kind of very predictable?
Yeah, and I think one thing I thought of as you were walking through that is how different the sectors really can be. And people think, well, the market was up last year. There are certain equity or stock sectors that were not up last year. You know, Rob mentioned pharmaceuticals. Most pharmaceutical mutual funds across the board last year did not have a great year and were all down a little bit. Where if you had large cap mutual funds, which is predominantly bigger company, large U.S. stocks, those were up 7, 8, 9, 10% last year. So just because you have a stock fund doesn't mean that it's all the same ride. They all move on different scales and they all have different jobs.
Yeah. And the other caution I'll throw out there, when you look at mutual funds, especially when you're looking at mutual funds, for example, in your 401k choices, where they have a chart of all the different mutual funds and then their 1, 5, and 10 year performance, and sometimes even longer than that, you know, it's real tempting to just kind of thumb down to the mutual fund that has the highest performance over the last 10 years and say, gosh, this one's done the best over the last 10 years. I want to put all my money into that without really understanding what's inside of the fund. And performance chasing can be a real bad thing to do, you know, because there's definitely times where mutual funds of a certain sector or a certain flavor are in style, and then there's certain periods of time when they're out of style. Our job here is, to help you pick and choose the mutual funds that you want to invest in based on a lot of different factors, risk tolerance, what your idea of a good performance number is, what do you want to average over time, but making sure you kind of craft your portfolio with mutual funds to make sure you're hitting those targets.
Well, thanks, Rob. That was real informative. And folks, that covers our insight of the week. And I will also encourage you that if you have anything you'd like us to talk about in the future, please send in your requests, leave a voicemail on the message, and we'll get to it if we have time here in the next few weeks. So take it away, Ron.
800-373-9715. That is your all-important phone number to get in touch with Creative Financial Partners. 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony, and you'll hear Creative Financial Partners on this show each and every week. I hope that you get as much out of it as I do. It's an educational program, but the best thing to do is to come in and have an informational visit, just a casual conversation. I think you can tell from listening to Rob and Steve on today's show that they're not high-pressure kind of guys. Nobody's going to try to sell you a product that you don't want. It's just a getting-to-know-you session. Call and make it happen. 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Steve Decker and Rob Davis of Creative Financial Partners. And guys, hope you have a great week.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Join us again next time for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.